T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we are at Hooters for the Saints Player Show. Hooters on Vets and Metairie. Come on out for the next hour. Get your picture. Autograph signed with Justin Hardy, Saints defensive back, special teams demon. Look, for the next hour, I'm really excited to talk to you, to talk to Justin. He's a genuine dude. He's got 3 college degrees. He's just a fascinating individual, so can't wait to mash it up with you, Justin. First off, though, thanks for coming out, man.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. Of course, the Who Dat Nation is going to show up strong wherever you're at.
Who Dat?
Wherever anybody wearing a black and gold is. You got company with you?
Yeah.
You do. You have your girlfriend, you told me earlier, and she's from New Orleans. So that makes you an official New Orleanian. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm good. I love it.
So, Justin, let's start with your journey. Obviously, coming from the Cleveland area, when did you start playing football in general? What age?
I was 6 years old.
6 years old?
6 years old.
Okay. I would imagine you played all over? Like all over the field, like in other words, several positions?
Yeah. No, at first it started off kind of slow. I don't even remember what position I started playing off at. And then I was just on like a defensive guy when I turned like 7. Then once I got about 8, I started, you know what I'm saying, playing both sides of the ball because I was like the older guy to some guys being their first time playing. So
who'd you grow up kind of idolizing, looking up to in terms of, you know, playing in the NFL? When you were playing football at 9, 10 years old, right, who was your guy that you looked up and said, hey, I want to be like him?
I mean, I would definitely say about 9, 10, Randy Moss was the guy.
Sure.
Randy Moss, it's the GOAT to me.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you won't get much argument there. What about college? Is there a college guy that
– Of course, Ted Ginn Jr.
There
he was the man.
Now you're in a locker room with him.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. That's a blessing.
I'm sure you grew up watching Drew Brees, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I asked Marcus Davenport this last week. Growing up, I'm sure watching him, and now you're sharing a locker room with him. You're sharing a practice field with him. What's that like, though, for you?
At first, I was starstruck. but then over time, man, it was like, man, I worked this hard to be here with him. You know what I'm saying? So let me embrace this time while I'm here with him. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing.
Yeah, you get to play with a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, get to play with a for sure Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? He show you every day what it takes. So, you know what I'm saying? I try to idolize some of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just little stuff I just pick up on, you know.
Like, can you give me an instance, for instance?
It was on a Saturday, the day before we flew to New York. And it was no walkthrough because walkthrough was at their facility. I mean, it was at their stadium.
Sure.
And so the defense, we just went out there to do, like, some little stuff. And on the opposite end was Drew Brees. He was going through probably every play and was in throwing motion. And I just turned around like, wow, like, who does that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's rare, you know what I'm saying? But that's what it takes, and I love it. I'm glad I get to watch it, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have a gold jacket, so.
I hear you. Not a bad guy to follow. You know, he did that. It was Greg Williams, the former defensive coordinator for the Saints, told this story about the day before the Super Bowl. The night before the Super Bowl, he was walking around the hotel late, and they saw Drew Brees in a ballroom, right? About 15 minutes prior to curfew, and Drew had the chairs from the meeting room lined up in different positions, and he was doing the walkthrough in the ballroom before the night before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man, like that's what it takes. Like that's what it takes, man. I see. Like, that's what it really takes. I love it, though, man. And, like, I actually get to watch it myself. It's not nobody telling me I get to watch it myself, so.
Pretty special, I'm sure. Going back to youth football, so then high school, where'd you go to high school? I know you and Marshawn and a few others on this team went to the same high school.
Yep, me, Marshawn, Ted Ginn, he was one of the ones who started it off, you know what I'm saying? Like Glenville, those guys were fastest guys in the nation when they was there. Literally, they won a national championship in track. They started it off. Then, you know what I'm saying, we just kept the tradition going. There's been a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying, Dante Winter, Frank Clark over at Seattle Seahawks, who real big, you know, Cardale Jones, who won the championship for Ohio State a few years ago. So, you know what I'm saying, but
the high school is loaded.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. We never even got a state championship under our belt, but, you know, like, I think we got the most players in Big Ten history, like, you know, yeah. You know, so. Yeah, so it's pretty dope.
So what was the name of the high school?
Glenville High School.
Glenville,
yep. So when I was there, me, Marshawn, and Shane Wynn, the guy who we just added to the practice squad last week, all three of us was there at the same time. Marshawn was a freshman, and Shane was a senior, and I was a junior when Marshawn first started off.
And y'all crank out some talent up there. Hanging out with Justin Hardy, Saints – defensive back and special teams demon here on the Saints Player Show live at Hooters on Vets. If you're driving around, take your picture with number 34. Come get an autograph from Justin Hardy. This is the Saints Player Show here on Saints Radio, WWL. Genuinely good dude here at the Saints Player Show this week. Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Justin Hardy, Saints defensive back and special teams demon. And Justin, you got to explain this to me, man. I read on your Twitter you got three college degrees.
Yes, I do.
So how'd that happen? I know a lot of hard work. I get that. But
so back in high school, if you had a certain GPA, there was this program called High Tech Academy for the Cleveland Metropolitan School District. And you had to pass this test. And I passed the test because I had you had to have over a 3.0. And I had a well over a 3.0. And they said, took the test, so then you would, they would come get you from high school, and then they would take you, so you would do half a day at high school, then half a day down there. And those credits, some had ended up coming with me to college, came in with 24 credits.
Wow.
After the first summer, I was already a sophomore, graduated with my first degree in 2.5 years, and did 2 1-year programs for master's.
Wow. All right, so you have your bachelor's in what? And then give me your two masters.
Bachelor's in communications, master's in sports management, master's in education.
I'd say you're set up pretty well after your playing days.
Yeah.
You've got some options.
Yeah.
Okay? Hopefully you're playing in the NFL for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Hope so.
But the point is that if after those days are done, you've got some good options. Good on you. What was your upbringing like in Cleveland?
You know, growing up in a rough neighborhood, surrounded by so much, but only – taking in so much because I always wanted to get up out of the hood, you know. Seeing a person get shot in front of me or in front of a lot of people before, and you know what I'm saying, and just been around all type of stuff, you know, and I didn't let any of that, you know, get to me or stop me from doing what I wanted to do.
You know, statistically, you beat the odds by that.
I mean,
you know, a lot of men, young men, succumb to that pressure of living on the street, that street life. And what kind of kept you grounded or headed in the right direction? Was there a person in your life?
My mom, for sure. My mom, she always stayed on me. My dad, he always had high expectations. And just me personally, I just always wanted to be successful. Like, no matter what it was, I wanted my own. I wanted my own money, you know what I'm saying? My mom would tell me no a lot, you know, and which kept me humble. So, but I always wanted to say, like, I want to get that for myself. So, you know what I'm saying, whether it was going to be sports or, you know what I'm saying, as you see, I got my college degrees. I definitely always wanted to be set.
Well, you're on your way, that's for sure. Keep playing in the NFL. Be smart with your money, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, for sure, and that's why I got the education to tell me to be smart about it.
Yeah, and do you have – a lot of younger players make this mistake. I've talked to guys like Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister, and every time – I ask them all the time, what do you tell younger players just entering the league about what the safeguards are, the pitfalls? How much do they talk to you guys, the NFL in general, about how to protect your money and be wise?
They definitely try to – tell you don't spend all your money, because in like coming into the league, I really didn't understand. I'm like, I'm going to be saving this. I'm going to be saving that. I'm not going to get this. I'm not going to get that. But it's different when you got it. Mm-hmm. So, but I definitely had some reality checks. You know what I'm saying? I have a financial advisor who's, you know what I'm saying, who's over me. And then me personally, I knew that I didn't never want to go back broke. You know what I'm saying? From, like, before I signed with Houston, before I signed with New Orleans to the practice squad, I probably had, like, just about $1,500 in my bank account. You know, like, and that was just because I just got out of camp.
Right.
So, without, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it would, you know what I'm saying? I always tell myself, like, I remember being broke. You don't want to go back to that. So, you definitely got to save up. And it's definitely easy to spend it. I'll definitely tell you.
You're a pretty driven guy. You seem like, like that. And on the three or four times that I've talked to you, you seem like, you know, you've got a plan. You know exactly is that your mom and your dad being a part of your life?
Yeah. And then, like I said, for myself, man, I want more. Like, I look up to guys like Jay-Z and Diddy, like guys like that who won't stop, who always want more. One of some of the richest guys in the world. Like, why can't that be me?
You said if you look up to who?
Like Jay-Z, Diddy. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Guys like that, like successful guys. You know, and like even though they're in a different industry, you know what I'm saying? Like they doing stuff. Like even guys who be doing stuff like around the communities and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like Cam Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that, man, that drives me.
So as your career goes on and you have more stability, more time in the league, you feel like you're going to get involved in the community?
Sure. I mean, I'm about to do that now.
Are you? What do you got coming up?
Back home in Cleveland, I'm going to do like a turkey drive or giveaway. And then I'm going to do like a Burlington Coat Factory and stuff. And just stuff like that, man. I definitely want to get started soon. Like then that next year, of course, I'm coming here. But we, like here with the turkey drive, we do the turkey drive as a team. Yeah. So it's like
rookies, right?
No. Okay. Like I did it last year. It was guys. It wasn't all rookies, but, you know, we do that as a team, so I can't compete with that.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So, but, like, just starting off in my own city and then coming here, that's definitely, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely boom, boom. Because this is home now for me. This is where I'm at. So.
Sure. Justin Hardy, Saints defensive back and special teams ace here on the Saints Player Show, live at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Come on out for the next half hour. Get your autograph from Justin. Also get a picture taken with Justin Hardy, number 34, the black and gold. So, Justin, we'll pick it back up in high school, Glenville High School. How many offers did you get out of college? Did Ohio State, because that's a fertile ground for Ohio State, as we documented. Did Ohio State, were they on the radar?
No.
No? So who were the teams that pursued you pretty good?
Ohio University was one of the options. Toledo University. University of Illinois. And those were pretty, like, my top three. Mm-hmm. And Iowa said that they was about to offer me. But that was, like, probably, like, the day of signing day or something like that.
Too late.
Yeah, so. And I remember just – I wanted to go against Ohio State just to show them what they missed out on. I didn't – really had no stats against them, but, you know, actually when it came to special teams my sophomore year when I played against them, I actually had a good game. I think I had like a tackle or two on special teams. And I've been playing special teams since college, though.
So that explains why you've had such success in the NFL playing special teams. A lot of college players, if they're the stars of the team, they're probably not playing special teams.
Yeah. Actually, when I was in – excuse me – our coach Tim Beckman, he told us if you're a starter, you're gonna be on at least one. You're gonna be starting at least two special teams. So I think it was one or two, but I know, you know, at me just being a starter and at me one. I think I played all four in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
Justin Hardy, Saints defensive back and special teams demon here on the Saints Player Show. We'll get our CBS and local news headlines. Back with more of the Saints Player Show here on WWLAMFM.com. Hanging out at Hooters for the Saints Player Show. Hooters on Vets in Metairie with Justin Hardy, Saints defensive back. Humble individual making his mark on special teams. Justin, a couple weeks ago, you were pressed into action. You guys got a little banged up in the secondary against Washington. Came up with an interception. I'm sure that was a fun moment for you.
Yeah, very fun. It was unexpected. You know, I didn't know how my first action was going to be, you know, from being converted over to wide receiver and not really getting no real game action before, other than the preseason.
Sure.
You know, the preseason, that's
entirely different.
It's different from when you got a third or fourth string guy who probably not going to make it, from when you got Adrian Peterson coming at you the first play.
Right.
So it's a big difference.
So Glenville, you end up going to Illinois, University of Illinois, special teams guy there, wide receiver, right? And then talk about the draft process. You went undrafted, I believe, and then ended up with Houston.
Yeah,
the Texans as an undrafted rookie free agent. Is that when they tried to convert you to defensive back then, or they had just receiver?
No, straight receiver. They didn't last year. They didn't draft anybody at wide receiver, so I felt like I was going into the best situation. You know, when you want in a rookie minicamp,
sure,
you're looking at all the other guys they're bringing in, and you're looking at their size and speed, knowing that they really, you know what I'm saying, but. It was challenging at first because when I first came in, I actually had a strained hamstring. So I had that rookie mini camp in that first week of like OTAs. I wasn't even practicing.
You did that in training?
Yeah, I was actually working out for the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
And I strained my hamstring.
That's probably a reason you went undrafted.
Nah, I told them that I was cool, but I went undrafted because, honestly, I was supposed to go undrafted. I didn't have I had everything it took. Obviously, if you look at my pro day numbers, I look like a league guy. That's why I'm here. But statistically, I didn't have the numbers.
I got you. So then it didn't work out in Houston. The Saints call you, sign
yeah.
you.
We actually we played against the
right,
Saints.
Right.
We played against the Saints and – I did them worse than it was a reason why they called me that.
Sure, yeah. You terrorized them. I gotta remember, especially on special teams. So when you ended up here in New Orleans, did that come up? Did they say, hey, we saw you against us and
yeah,
you wanna make it a part?
Yeah, for sure. My special team coaches always talk about it. They liked you when we first practiced. And we were just practicing. I didn't even make no plays in practice. And it was crazy because the day before the game, a running back got hurt, so they had called a new guy in. So the day before the game, like we just shadow practicing with them. A guy come in with a book bag and stuff, and this is a guy that, you know what I'm saying, it's another special teams guy, a veteran. And 30 minutes before kickoff, special teams coach come up to me. He say, if you don't make that play, I'm going to have to get you out because I work my way up to be a starter by now. And he said, if you don't make that play, then I don't know what to tell you because we got this guy that we've been wanting. So me just being me, I didn't put any pressure on myself. I'm like, man, that's messed up. Like, you going to tell me that, like,
right
before, which ended up being my last preseason game that year. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I didn't know. But, yeah, and I just took it on the chin. And crazy thing is, the first – two reps that I did got, I went against Ted Ginn. And just wanting that moment.
You mentioned he was one of your idols growing up.
Yeah, man. So just having that moment, man, I was trying to kill him and he went the opposite way. Crazy thing is, man.
He beat you? He won a rep?
He went the other way.
Okay.
So that was two punts back to back. Now mind you, the Saints shut us out that game. So after the Saints had, we punted a lot that game. Thank God. So they took me out. They put the guy in. And the guy, he looked good. You know what I'm saying? It's preseason, mm-hmm. So it's different. So he looked good. And so I'm just waiting on my chance. I'm just waiting by the coach the whole time. Every time it's time for punt, and it was this other guy. He was supposed to go in, but he just came in from offense. So he's like, I already go in. Just threw me in there, and me having one-on-one going against my boy now, of course, but wasn't
Who's
my
that?
Boy then, Crawley.
Okay.
Going against Crawley, and it was one-on-one, so I'm if you one-on-one against me, I'm just not worried. not even to be bragging or anything.
No, it's like, confidence.
Just confident. So, and then my other boy at punt return, Devonta Harris. So, beat Crawley. Speed, get down there, make the tackle. It was so crazy because the Superdome was so loud the whole game. Like, it was like, I'm like, man, I never heard nothing like this before. And then when I made that play, it got completely silent. So after that, I'm like, is it a flag? But it was like, I was like, oh, man, I was just glad. Then two plays after that, I made two plays back-to-back. So that was three plays in a row. Houston let me go. Thank God that they did because I found a home.
You certainly did. The Saints scooped you up pretty quickly. We'll get more of Justin Hardy's journey to the National Football League. Saints number 34 here at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. This is Saints Radio, WWL. Learning a lot about number 34, Justin Hardy. He is here for the Saints Player Show at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Come on out. Our home each and every Thursday during the Saints football season. Saints gearing up for the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday. 7:20 kickoff right here on Saints Radio. Sunday night football. Saints a red-hot football team. And also, these two teams have played each other three times in the last 13 months. You got to feel like you know this team pretty well, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though I didn't play the first time.
Sure.
I was on practice squad then. But it's been a journey.
I'm sure your teammates, though, that have been a part of all three of those.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's got to feel like a divisional game. That's how Sean Payton kind of described it.
Yeah, man. I mean we never forgot. So it's going to be a game.
I get what you're saying. I know you don't want to say too much. I get it.
Yeah.
Special teams. Talk to me about special teams in general, though. It seems to me that I've seen guys come and go in the league, and the ones that have the willingness to play special teams and do the dirty work typically eventually find their way into more snaps on one side of the ball that they play on, whether it's defense or offense, whether it's a receiver trying to crack the lineup and get more snaps on offense or a defensive back playing defense. And if you excel on special teams, they tend to find a way to start including you on offense or defense.
Yeah, special teams is an opportunity, man, a golden opportunity, if you ask me. Made me who I am, man. So, special teams, man. I don't see, as a player, if you're not the first round, like a first rounder, then you're going to be playing special teams. I mean, I feel like if you're going to do something, why not give it your all regardless, you know what I'm saying? And that's just me.
So the Saints are the ones that converted you, right, from a receiver to a defensive back. How did that transpire? Did Aaron Glenn come up with that?
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a story because I got cut on Saturday. I remember just being home, just disappointed, like just can't wait for – I knew something was going to happen. I just didn't know when. Sunday, Saints called. They said, we're going to fly you out for a workout Monday. I'm like, all right, cool. Monday come. I'm going out to eat with my boy. I'm like, man, I'm about to go play for the Saints, man. I got to work out with him. I'm like, man, all I got to do is catch every ball. And I'm like, I already balled out against him. And my agent called me. Right before I'm supposed to go, a few hours, he said, Saints going to cancel the workout. Don't think too much of it. So I'm like, wow. Are you serious? And I'm just like, man, they played me, man. I'm like, man, I can't wait for somebody else to call or something. So then my agent called me back the next day. He say, you ever played DB before? He like, just tell me you got some type of history at DB. I'm like, yeah. He like, all right, Saints going to sign you to the practice squad. You don't have to work out. You're going to just go in as a DB. So let me.
I'm sorry to interrupt a great story, but where was your background as a defensive back?
I played in high school. Okay. I actually went into college as an athlete, and I actually started off as a defensive back for the summer, and then right like a day or two before camp, the coach told me, said, "Man, we need you a wide receiver."
Okay.
So that's when I converted over, and man, it wasn't easy at all. It wasn't easy at all because when I what's so crazy is once I got there, I thought I was going to I thought I was going to fall. Like, my first day, I'm like, man, I ain't backpedaling in so long. I'm thinking I'm going to fall. And I actually made a few plays. Like, I surprisingly made a few plays.
Just on sheer athleticism?
Yeah. Like, just it was surprisingly. And I'm like, wow, man, I can do it. But then, of course, my technique's still terrible. But I'm like, man, okay. It just gave, like, it's like, okay, I can do it. So then
it validated that you have the athleticism to do it. You just needed to hone in on your technique.
Yeah. So Monday night, remember, we actually played the Vikings.
Sure, yeah.
Monday night, I'm on practice squad, and Coach CJ, the wide receiver coach, he called mid-game. We losing. He say, yeah, you coming back home, bruh. That's just how he talked. Like, you coming back home, bruh. You about to come back, play receiver. What up? So I'm excited. I'm like, man, I'm glad I ain't got to worry about this DB stuff no more. I'm like, man, I ain't got to worry about it. So then after the game, it's me, Coach Ginn, Ted Ginn's father, and, like, Marshawn and them. But I think it was just me and Coach Ginn at the time. And Coach CJ, like, yeah, he coming back home. He coming back to receiver. So – that next day, Tuesday, we watching film. I'm like, man, I don't know why I'm watching film with y'all. I'm like, man, I'm basically wasting my time. I don't know why I'm watching film with y'all. So then that whole practice, that week go, I'm still at defensive back. I'm like, why? So then come Sunday, we playing the Patriots. Remember that I'm still on practice, my last game on practice squad. I go up to the receiver coach. I'm like, Coach, what's up, man? You told me I was coming back. He like, man, I tried, man, but AG stood up on the table and said it ain't gonna happen. So, man, it was like, man, I felt wanted. I just fell in love with the positions. Like, man, wow. But it was a process, man. But I'm
in the process.
Definitely, definitely. It was a process. It's still a process. You know what I'm saying? You can never get better. You can never not get better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
You mentioned how close you are with Marshawn Lattimore, right?
Yeah.
Going to high school with him. How much did he help you in your transition from wide receiver to cornerback?
He helped me a lot just by his constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was what I needed. Like, if something looked bad, he was like, man, that looked terrible, bro. he ain't sugarcoated it. He ain't say, like, man, like, oh, you got to get better. Like, he was like, man, that looked terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't – but he'll also stay after practice and help me with it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, in the summer, you know what I'm saying? And those times and stuff, we got work in together, and he would let me know. You know what I'm saying? So, he was, you know what I'm saying, that guy. Other than, you know what I'm saying, your coach, of course, he see everything because we watch film, but – you know what I'm saying? When you're hearing it from your peers, and you know what I'm saying, he actually doing it, then he going to help you and show you. You know what I'm saying? That's love.
So tell me, walk me back to the interception against Washington. Didn't house it, all right? Did you catch some grief from your teammates?
A little bit. A little bit for sure. But they knew how tired I was. I was playing special teams, man. I wasn't used to playing that many plays like that. So.
Hey, you still got it. Still got your first one. All right, we'll step away and come back, wrap it up here with Saints defensive back Justin Hardy here on the Saints Player Show, live at Hooters on Vets and Metairie here on WWL. Pretty cool moment there, huh?
yeah.
You know, that's Zach Streif, your former teammate, making that call, too, you know, right?
Really?
That's Zach Streif.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's now the voice of the Saints.
Yeah, that's my boy, man.
What was running through your mind? Give me, like, 5 more yards?
I just saying green.
Yeah, that was, I'm sure, an exciting moment for you, certainly for the Saints and what seemed to be or was going to be a blowout victory for you guys. Minnesota Vikings this week in prime time. Man, I know in these prime time games, everybody comes out with a little extra pep in their step.
Yeah, man. I mean – may the best man win, man. I'm coming. I know we coming. I know we hungry. We still got that bitter taste in our mouth. We can say it's not a rivalry game, but if you don't feel some kind of way, man, then you're not human. You know, like, it's It's the game, man. That's the one I'm definitely looking forward to. But you know,
you sound like you're ready to play right
yeah,
now.
But you can't overthink it, you know what I'm saying? You gotta attack this game like you attack each one, you know, to attack it like it's your last. But you know, just
Justin, I appreciate you coming out tonight, man. It was great. No great problem, having you, all right? Man. Justin Hardy, number 34 for the New Orleans Saints. Wrapping up the Saints Player Show live at Hooters on Vets. Coming up next hour, talk a little Pels with Jake Madison. Pelicans are off to a 3-0 start. Also, in a little fantasy frenzy with Kevin Payne of RotoWire. Stick around. Sports Talk rolls on here on the home of the Saints, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.